This is the Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headley. Yesterday afternoon, SeaWorld Orlando's largest killer whale dragged its trainer, Dawn Branchot, underwater, and she was drowned. Here's how Wayne Gillespie, a tourist at the park and a witness, described the scene.
We never saw, like, any biting or anything. It just looked like it was playing at first. Like, it never seemed to be, like, aggressively trying to hurt her in any way.
The killer whale was actually involved in two previous deaths. In 1999, it killed another person at the same park, and it was also one of three whales blamed for drowning a trainer at a different park 8 years earlier. Bianca Prieto is covering this story for the Orlando Sentinel. Bianca, you were at the park yesterday. What did you see, and what did park officials say in response to the incident?
Hi there. Yeah, I was at the park yesterday. I was one of the first reporters on the scene. And for a long while, the spokesman wouldn't tell us anything. They had us all corralled inside of a pavilion. When they finally did come out, the Orange County Sheriff's Office told us that, you know, the woman had slipped and fell into the waters and had been fatally injured. Dan Brown, someone with the SeaWorld, repeated the same thing and basically said, you know, that they were investigating everything, that they were looking into their policies and procedures and wanted to find out how their quote-unquote family member had passed away yesterday.
This, as I said, this killer whale has been involved in two previous deaths. There's no actual conclusive evidence tying him to the deaths of two other people, but he was one of three whales that was blamed for the 1991 drowning of a trainer when he performed in Canada. And also in 1999, they found the body of someone who had snuck into the park, and the man was found dead lying across the whale's back, though they don't have any way of knowing exactly what happened there. Why was the animal still performing if we knew he had a violent past?
The animal is a valuable asset. We've been told that the animal is a valuable asset to the park and that it's had thousands of interactions with humans, with trainers, without an incident. Also, Tilly, the whale, was a father, and he would father many of the calves there, and he was used a lot for breeding.
So what happens to this whale now? We've already heard that they're not thinking of euthanasia or ridding themselves of the animal at all. Will the animal eventually be sent? Is there some kind of reserve where killer whales can be sent?
This morning, the Orlando Sentinel is definitely looking into that. We are trying to find out what SeaWorld is going to do with Tilly, what his future is, but nothing has been decided yet that we've been made aware of.
But it has been made clear that the whale would not be released into the wild.
That's what we're hearing, yes.
And what are animal rights activists in Florida saying about this?
Animal rights activists have long said that they don't think that these giant mammals should be kept in captivity and forced to perform, that these are wild animals that deserve to be out living in the ocean.
And killer whales don't have a dangerous reputation, actually, out in the wild.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Bianca Prieto is a criminal justice reporter for the Orlando Sentinel. She's talking about an incident yesterday afternoon at SeaWorld Orlando. The largest killer whale there dragged trainer Dawn Branchot underwater. She was drowned there. And apparently the killer whale has been involved in two previous deaths, one in 1999 and one in 1991.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.